All right, everybody, this is what's going on. On Monday, August 23rd, all of you are going to show up. You're going to tell your family, your kin, your next of kin, your relatives, your friends, the people you were friends with in college but no longer talk to. All of those people are going to come here to the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont for the you, me, them, everybody super fun special sock hop dance party fundraiser. What does that mean? Well, we have great prizes to raffle off. What do we have, Esmeralda?
Hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. That is the best place to get encased meats in the city of Chicago, if not the Midwest, if not the world. What else do we have?
Permanent Records.
Permanent Records. That's the most hip indie record store ever. It's in Ukrainian Village. I love that place. What else do we got?
Comedians You Should Know.
Comedians You Should Know. That's insane. That's the best Wednesday night showcase. You know what else, Esmeralda? I didn't even tell you this. We got Riot Comedy. Riot Comedy, Chicago Joe's down the street. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Did I tell you we got Red Bar as well? Red Bar, the comedy club. Everybody's talking about. Reader says it's the best comedy club in the city. Saturday and Sunday, we got that. No, I changed that. We got Friday and Saturday. Sunday, you need to rest because of all that great comedy you're going to see. What
amazing.
Else we got?
Amazing.
What else we got, Merle?
Bottom Lounge.
Bottom Lounge. Well, that's a great venue in the West Loop. We got three tickets to three different shows. That's enough for you and your friends and the friends you might potentially meet. What else we got, Merle?
Bucket of Blood.
Bucket of Blood. Well, that's metal. And if you like metal, you need gift certificates because you might not have a lot of friends. And you know what? If you go to Bucket of Blood, you're going to get a lot of friends because that's how great that store is. What else do we got?
Odd Obsessions.
Odd Obsessions. Well, that's just the best place in the city to find films. That's not a lie. What
and
else we got?
More.
We got more? That's insane. I'm going to kill myself from all of this joy that's producing in my stomach right now.
Don't do that because then you won't be able to come.
Come where?
To the thing. Super fun special sock hop
That's
dance
right.
party.
August 23rd, Monday, August 23rd. Be there, be square, blah, blah, blah. Please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Here's the show. Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am not in my tiny West Town apartment. Instead, I am at Record Breakers in a back room full of box sets and Rush posters, and I am with
James Tad Adcox from Artifice Magazine.
You have a very long name. Where are you from?
I am from the South, which is why I have that name.
Where in the South are you
from? I am from North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina.
You're like the third person I talked to with from tonight that's from a Carolina.
That's because the Carolinas are awesome.
Why do you have purple hair?
South.
How old are you?
I have purple hair, actually, because earlier this week, we've been doing a subscription drive at Artifice Magazine, and I agreed to get this haircut, which is a purple mohawk. If we reached like a certain number of subscriptions in a day, and we actually ended up doubling it. So apparently the best fundraiser you can do if you're a small literary magazine is to offer to do something ridiculous with your hair.
Why do you do a small literary magazine?
It's fun. I don't know. Like that's I like the work we're making. I like the work we're producing. I think we have a beautiful fucking magazine. I love it.
How old are you?
I am 28 years old.
When did you decide to do this?
When did I decide to do this?
Yeah.
We started this up about a year ago.
What came before that?
Before that, I was actually working a succession of really terrible jobs in Chicago.
Like?
Temping, mostly. I also worked for Greenpeace for a while.
A lot of people work for Greenpeace. A lot of people temp. They don't usually start literary journals.
Well, I had actually... I'd been talking about starting a journal for a while with the woman who's the managing editor for Artifice, Rebecca Silverman. We had worked on a journal in grad school together, seemed to have a good working relationship, had a sort of a similar idea for what we wanted to do in a journal.
So you went to grad school?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I did my master's at Purdue. I have a master of fine arts.
What does a master's of fine arts entail?
A master of fine arts entails 2 years of sitting in classes talking about stuff you've written and then a year writing a book.
That sounds boring. Was it boring?
No, because it also involves a lot of drinking.
Okay. What is the book you wrote?
The book I wrote, actually, for my master's has not really seen the light of day since then and might in the future, but we don't really need to worry about it at the moment.
I like the royal we. That's never used enough. The we. That, there's something so pompous about the royal we. I kind of like that.
I'm down with that. It's fine.
Artifice.
Artifice, yeah.
What do you do with Artifice?
I am the editor-in-chief.
What does that mean?
It means I handle
the... I was an editor-in-chief. I didn't get shit done.
I handle the content side of things. I look at the stories that people submit, the poems people submit, and I decide what goes in the magazine.
Do you like poetry?
I do like poetry, yeah.
Why?
because it kind of seems like the most underground of, like, underground arts. Like, nobody reads poetry.
Do you ever think there's a reason why no one reads poetry?
Yeah, actually. I think the reason why no one reads poetry is that the way that it's presented to people in schools is if it's, like, a fucking vitamin or something.
You don't think that, like, there's so much poetry, and poetry is one of the hardest art forms to do, and even a great literary journal can only produce so much great poetry?
I actually think there's more really phenomenal poetry being written now than has ever been written in, like, the history of writing.
Is that only because there's, like, the internet and you could find better poetry?
No, I think there are more people writing. I think there are more people writing interesting stuff. I mean, maybe the percentage of bad poetry to crap poetry is about the same, but yeah. I feel like the total production of good poetry right now is, like, phenomenally high.
Where do you find these poets?
Where do I find these poets? That's a good question.
You tell me, because I don't know. Craigslist is probably not the place you find them.
That would be kind of awesome if there were a Craigslist category.
Yeah, I got a lot of good ideas, okay?
Yeah, no, all right.
I'm going to write all the poetry journals.
There are a number of them that get sort of represented or get shout-outs on websites like HTML Giant.
Wait. I like that you go, yeah, the love poetry gets good shout-outs.
Well,
I don't think that's ever been uttered.
I feel like
in the history of mankind, poetry shoutouts. That's clearly where it's at. No, continue. I'm sorry.
Websites like HTML Giant or Big Other. Other than that, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a very strong literary community in Chicago, so it's not that hard to bump into. Like, people doing good work.
How do you feel about print versus digital? That's the theme of the Printer's Ball this
sure.
year. Is it good or is it bad? Does it matter?
The print versus digital thing.
Or print loves digital.
Print loves digital.
That's
the actual theme.
That's the actual
theme. I don't know. I think the internet has done tremendous things for sort of establishing, like, independent literature. I have no idea how Artifice would have any subscriptions right now if it weren't for the internet. Like, all of our PR, all of our, like, outreach, all of, like, people knowing about us pretty much has come through the internet.
What's the typical subscriber to Artifice? Do you know?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, we have, I mean, certainly, like, you know, there are a number of people that are, like, people that we, like, know or, like, have met in one way or the other, but we also just have people that, like, I have no idea who they are. They just subscribe, I see a name, and I'm like, I'm really glad you subscribed. And, you know, we usually, like, send a follow-up email that's like, how did you hear about us? And often it's through Facebook or through, like, a website that, you know, we have commented on or that has talked about us or something. But it's all, I mean, it's basically, aside from people we know, it's all through the internet.
What's your hope for Artifice?
My hope for Artifice, we're planning to turn it into a press sometime in the next couple of years, start publishing books.
Why?
In addition to the magazine.
Is it necessary?
Well, it's art. None of it's necessary.
It's arguable.
I would argue that the thing I love about art is that it's not necessary. I don't think it's useful. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's beautiful.
Then why
and
do
I'm
it?
I'm totally okay with that. Because it's beautiful.
What do you do in your life that's necessary to help mankind?
I'm actually kind of a fan of uselessness.
Oh, don't say that, Purple Mohawk.
No, I am. It's entirely true. I feel like I could, you know, make a, if you really wanted to get into it and make
it. Oh,
like
I'm into it.
All right. I feel like I would argue for the necessary value of uselessness, for the value of
then
things that
then
don't
it's inherently
have,
not useless. God, this is why
value,
I'm not in grad school. This is exactly why I'm not
value
in grad
and use are not the same thing.
Bullshit.
Not everything comes down to instrumental
yeah,
use.
I run the mic. Bullshit.
We're gonna
it
have
makes
to
the world
on this.
Better. It makes people think differently.
No.
Therefore, it's useful. Correct or no?
Making the world better doesn't necessarily mean it's useful. Like there, it, you
no.
Don't,
that's exactly
you don't
what useful
it,
means.
You don't
that's
need it to survive. You don't need it.
No.
Like it's not going to feed anybody.
Does it make the world better? Yes or no?
Yeah, it makes the world
then
better.
Then it's useful.
Okay.
Yeah, let me compliment you. Yeah, that's
fair
useful.
Enough.
That's useful. If it lets someone else turn their mind off for a second or think differently, it's inherently useful. That's a good thing. That's what you're doing.
All right.
Now, exactly. I'm very right on that. I'm very right. You say you do it because it's fun.
Well, I do it because I do think it's valuable. I don't think it's useful. I think it's valuable. I make that distinction. You don't have
to. Do you see that that's splitting hairs?
Sure.
Then why do it? Why split hairs? Why don't you just go, yep, the end?
Because I think there's sort of an overemphasis placed on what the use of things is.
Oh, I disagree, sir. I don't think it matters. I think... I'm not going to open this door because it will never end.
But no, that's true. That's actually why I'm trying not to get into this argument.
I've been drinking.
You're fine.
The last interview of the night, by the way. Oh, my God. Okay. Why should people care about Artifice? Why should people go to Artifice?
Because we are very much attempting to further sort of a specific aesthetic, a specific...
You're trying to be useful in the community.
We're trying to further art that we think is worthwhile. We are trying to present poetry and prose that is aware of its own artifice, that like sort of takes its own materiality.
I love that you used the name of the thing in the sentence.
That's why it's the name. That is why it is the name, because it is the most descriptive
name. Do you realize how bullshit would be if I was like, I think everyone should listen to this podcast. You know, you, me, them, everybody should listen to this podcast because blah, blah, blah. That would sound so douchey. But that would be douchey. I'm not saying you're douchey. I'm douchey. I'm a clean vagina-y. Douchey.
That's not really very helpful for vaginas.
I think I everyone in the
douching
room is like, oh,
not
a
good thing.
Why is that not a good thing?
Because
don't
it's really
ever,
unhelpful.
Don't you ever tell
really
a woman
unhealthy.
What to do. Women know their bodies. How dare you, Purple Mohawk? Where can people find Artifice?
People can find Artifice at artificemag.com.
Okay, let's end this interview like we end every interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. It's an awful book. Please pick a number between 1 and 260.
260.
There you go. We got a lot of 1s and a lot of 260s. If you could ask your parents any questions for an hour and know that they would tell you the absolute truth, what sorts of things would you ask? Pretend they would answer everything, but afterwards would forget that you had even talked to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
By the way, this book is for kids.
Sure.
That's insane. No kid could understand that.
I don't know that I have any questions for my parents.
Your parents. Are they still together?
No, they're not.
Well, there's a reason you're a poet, and you work in art.
I'm actually not a poet.
I can't believe you're not a poet and you like poetry.
I love poetry.
That's so weird.
I'm like the one non-poet.
Are you single?
That reads poetry. No.
Then why the fuck do you like poetry? I don't get it. There's like 1% of good poems.
I think it's the best work being done in writing right now.
Oh, we're totally different people. Totally different people.
Strange.
I like Roger Ebert. He's good. He writes good articles.
I don't really have a strong opinion on Roger.
Yeah, God forbid you know mainstream shit, Purple Mohawk.
I like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you would. Lady Gaga's fun.
I like Shakira.
Yeah, I get it. Okay? I'm sorry.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, I know. This is why it's great. You're going to punch me in the face.
Probably not.
If you punch me in the face at this point, I won't even know it. Like, that's how gone I am. Like, I don't care. Just punch me in the face. What would you wouldn't ask your parents anything?
What would I
anything.
Don't know.
Don't ask me what would you.
Damn, no, I was asking myself. It was rhetorical.
Listener, that was the train.
That was the train.
The good old G line. The green line. No one says G line, by the way. If you're visiting Chicago, don't ever say that.
I would probably ask my parents what. Like, so they're not going to remember any of
they're
this.
They're not going to remember any of this.
I would ask my parents what their sexual kinks were.
That's okay. How do you like to bang, mom and or dad?
Basically, just like, are they kinky? Like, that's weird. Like,
is that weird? I don't
it's
think
not,
that
no,
that's
it's not weird.
Weird,
but no, it's
you know why I don't find anything sexual weird. It's like the whole point is to orgasm,
right?
Like. I get it. That's no different.
You seem to be very blasé about, like, a lot of things. Like,
I don't...
kind of angrily blasé. You're kind of, like, pissed off and bored at the same time.
Yeah, you're right!
It's amazing.
That's my new t-shirt. That's the first ever You, Me, Them, Everybody. Pissed off and bored. That's it.
At the
it.
Same time.
Yeah, I don't care anymore, man. You're gonna come. Whatever. You could have nipple clamps. You could have a hand. It doesn't matter. An orgasm is an orgasm. Fuck it. I don't
care. Are you still talking to me?
Anyone. I'm talking to the world. I'm talking to the poets out there. You know, the deep people. Oh, you've been great.
It's been fun.
Artifice. Let's plug Artifice one
fun
last time.
Fun and belligerent. ArtificeMag.com.
ArtificeMag.com. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at Facebook.com/YouMeTheMEverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to YouMeTheMEverybody.com.